Howbeit we speak mystery among them that are mature. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. They are walked by divine wisdom. And I'm ahead of this world. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and His goodness. It's not possible.
You are welcome to Wisdom Series with Dr. Paris Amiel.
From whence or from where has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought or wrought by his hands? The people connected the results that Jesus had to the operations of wisdom. Hallelujah. Let me just say this quickly. If you've not been following the teachings, I encourage you, get the materials. They are free. Get the edited audio materials. We'll not put them in CDs, just soft copies. Get them and sit down with them. These teachings will bless you. I assure you to bless you. The reason for frustration and failure is the lack of wisdom. We are yet to see a man who operates by the wisdom of God and is frustrated and failed and broke and angry with life. It's not possible. The moment you step into the arena of God's wisdom, you operate beyond the level of human beings. And this is why we say this wisdom is not human cleverness. It is the operations of the Spirit in a man. Can I get an amen? That is very, very important. Very important. So get all the materials. Wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And mind you, I'm trying to wrap up the whole series in this second service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. With all your getting, get understanding. Get understanding. We journeyed so far, and then we got last week into talking about wisdom that produces wealth, or producing wealth through wisdom. All right? First service, we took a dimension of wisdom, hearing the voice of God and acting on it. We said it's wisdom. Every time a believer hears the voice of God and acts on it, what happens? They appear smart. That's what smartness really is. Amen? That's what it really means to be smart. Wisdom, acting on the word of God, hearing the word of God, the voice of God, let me put it that way. Hearing the voice of God, and that is specific, and acting on it makes you look smart. Makes you smart. And then we talked a lot about how to hear the voice of God, right? Hallelujah. All right, so we'll continue with our talk on how wisdom acts to produce wealth. How wisdom acts to produce wealth. Praise God. But good, right? How wisdom acts to produce wealth. Which is number one, wisdom acts on your heart. Number two, wisdom acts impacts on your head. And by that we mean your mind. Number three, wisdom acts on your hands. How does wisdom act on a man's heart? Your heart is the production center of your life. No man will ever get better than the quality of his heart. This is why I tell you that the people who steal money and keep stealing and stealing so that they can come out of poverty are under the influence of the spirit of poverty. Because listen, once a man is broke on the inside, nothing he does on the outside can change it. And I'm telling you, mark my words, some of these guys that are stealing Nigeria's money will ask you and I for money. At least they are children who did not learn what we are learning. They will ask us for money. Why? The wisdom of God says that wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathers by honest labor shall increase. Hallelujah. Wisdom increases a man's capacity for wealth. In 1 Kings chapter 4, the Bible talks about Solomon, how that God gave Solomon wisdom and largeness of heart. Largeness of heart, meaning enlarged capacity. When God met him, he knew that, look, if I want this man to really handle this wealth I'm giving him, I have to increase this out. Verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 4. You see that there? Largeness of heart. Largeness of heart. Increased capacity for wealth. Largeness of heart. That's what we're talking about. And God gives Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. So that is increased capacity. Have you ever heard the word human capacity development? When we talk about human capacity building, what the world has, listen to me, what the world has is only mental. They just develop the mind and the soul, emotional intelligence and all that. Wonderful, we also do that. But ours is beyond that. When we say human capacity development for us, we are talking about developing your spirit. Developing your spirit. Having a strong spirit. That's the first thing, human capacity development for the church. Having a strong spirit. Having an enlarged heart. God cannot do beyond the pictures in your heart. God cannot do beyond the quality of your heart. So that is where wisdom acts. When the wisdom of God comes to you, it increases your capacity. You begin to think beyond yourself. That's the first thing. You know, the depravity we have experienced in Africa has made us survival conscious. And you know, it's not just us, even our brethren in America, those African Americans. Those African, it's true. If you saw the African Americans, if you really had followed through the years, you know, that slavery did something to their minds. And up to now, it's still affecting them. It's affecting them. It's not about the government giving them money. Thank God for Obama going to the White House. If you ask me, that's one of the biggest answered prayer to the black community in America, if they will see it. You know what that means? He told them they were not less, or they are not less than their white folks. I'm talking about the mind now. The inner capacity. That background of depravity has automatically configured an average black man for survival. Trust me. Because of our background of poverty, idolatry, lack, wickedness, unconsciously, every black man is conditioned for survival. You know what that means? Whenever there's an open door, you think about yourself first. Your family, number one. Number two, when we talk about God blessing you, you just think about escaping lack and poverty. And then using it to oppress your fellow man. You now see why people collect loan to buy car and drive to the village during Christmas and so that they know that me too, I'm not suffering. So he went to the village 2 years ago because he was trekking, or he had Okada, and some people came with fine cars. He made it a vision to also buy a car and take to the village to display. Can you see the spirit of poverty? Can you see the spirit of poverty? That is survival thinking. In the kingdom, we don't think like that. Nobody is looking at you. You just live for higher dreams. In the kingdom, you see yourself as the helper of that village. You don't see yourself as someone that will come and oppress them with the little you have. Rather, you are believing God to have so much to be able to help. This is how a kingdom person should think. And this is why hearing the word of God like this is important. To deliberately reconfigure your mind for greatness. Because survival and greatness are mutually exclusive. When you're in survival mode, you cannot think of greatness. You know why? Great men think of others. Great men think of a higher cause. Great people, whether man or woman, they think about things that are bigger than them. They don't live in the arena of survival. They live for a higher cause. They live to help. You see yourself as a helper. You see yourself as one that God has ordained for such a time as this, to bring liberty. You begin to see prosperity not as a tool to oppress a fellow man, not as a tool to just have fun, but as a tool for the liberation of others. I say that again. Every genuine Christian, Everyone that has moved from survival, which is what the word of God is doing in our hearts. Any Christian who has moved from survival to greatness, you will see prosperity as a tool for the liberation of others. You will not see it as an instrument to intimidate your neighbor. Because nobody really cares. That whatever, if you are doing intimidation, just transient. After like, everybody forgets, you are off from the village. Then you carry all your money, you come back. There's no school fees to pay in January. You know, people do those things. The greatest freedom you can have is freedom from men. When human opinion doesn't really count. What will they say? Who is the they? Everybody is busy trying to get things done. You really think some people have time to sit and be thinking about you from morning till evening? Your thought just crosses their mind. That's all. So why not be free to live the life that God has called you to live? Somebody borrows money to do Ashwebi. You know Ashwebi? Other money do. Then next month again, another wedding is looking for money. 2 months from now, another verse of months, two weddings in a month. Say, it's just 3,000 naira. By the time you accumulate all the 3,000 naira, for the 60 weddings you attended, or 50 weddings you attended during the year, it can pay house rents. That's 150,000. You think it's a joke? There are people that live like that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's something I've put to work. What people need for their wedding is money and moral support. So I put it to work. Tell me, I can't give. They greeted me more than the people that came for the wedding. I know what I'm telling you. Thank you, Saul. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. They'll be greeting first lady. Thank you. We got the money. Thank you. They didn't remember that we didn't come. I'm talking about family relatives. So you understand? They are using your life to attend wedding. They don't really want you around. Is somebody listening to me? If the resources are there and you plan for it, it's okay. Do what, but don't strain. Wear what you have and go for the wedding. I'm talking about the capacity of your mind, of your spirit. Wear what you have and go for the wedding. If you don't have the color, use the color. Don't sit in front, sit at the back. Give them your gift and go. Life is simple. We have put unnecessary burdens on ourselves. I've told some of the young men that want to get married very soon, that I've proposed already, I've told them, meet me, I make your wedding simple. This is the venue for reception. It's already here. This is both church wedding, reception. This place to the overflow is not big for reception. The place is central. No, I'm serious. There's another big hall there. We have camera. Anybody that can't see, we are in table. We'll put screen there for them. We'll set the place. I'm the one blessing. I stand there, I bless. You go outside, take pictures, you come back for reception. Are you following me? If you want an evening wedding, I told them, I said, make it very simple. How much you have, let us know. We will plan with what you have. Plan what evening, and you are good. Keep the money for you and your wife and husband to enjoy after the wedding. Those who could not make it, at least there is Facebook and Instagram. You put a picture and say, so you are married? Yes, I'm married. Sorry, we could not get to you. So that I will say you do not, at least you have seen the pictures. Do you understand? You see that most things you do in Africa is an expression of that survival. We are living for people that don't exist. You hear what I said? Living for people that don't exist. And putting ourselves under stress. Is some of the following? There's a way of thinking you must have. There's a capacity of greatness that wisdom must produce in you to attract wealth. If not, the money will come and go. Is some of the following? So for you, having a lot of money is money on a mission. Because that's your way of thinking. Money on a mission. You know, you have school fees to pay. You have offers to take care of. You have gospel to sponsor. You need to put pastor on TV stations. Sponsor missionaries. Do you understand? If you say we are going on a mission trip to Liberia to plant churches, oh pastor, this 5 million naira, take. Why? Because you know the reason for the money is for these things. Are you listening to me? It's not to accumulate and intimidate anybody. Or to deceive people. You know, this thing happened. Now, people listening to me here, everybody here is going to be very prosperous. In a short, listen to me, I mean what I'm saying. Because the words you are hearing is not for poor people. Do you understand? Guys, ladies, prosperity is on us. Just give it a little time. You'll be that thing. Listen, money comes to you because of who you are, not what you do. And what you are hearing is making you, do you understand? It's making you a magnet for prosperity. Some of you wonder, pastor, I didn't know it was going to happen this soon, this seriously. And this is why I'm positioning your mind. It is who you are. You know, I tell my staff in the office, and that goes so, because we are Christians, we should understand Christian service. When you are participating in laboring for ministry, nobody may even tell you thank you, but something is happening to you. And the person you are becoming will attract something later. Are you listening to me? You know, there was a video Pastor God was showing me yesterday. They were counting, they say 10, top 10 richest gospel ministers in America. Sinatra was there. She was number one. America. 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 Is Oyibo person that was saying it. They say Sinak, number one in Nigerian artist, and then the is top 10 in America. Because location is not the problem. I said that to say something. I was touched. I was touched for a reason. You know, I told one of the instrumentalists one day, I told him, I said, the money that Frank Edward has today, is it Believer's Love or that is paying him salary? No, somebody talk to me now. Because see, people don't understand this thing. When you're participating in laboring as a group, when the explosion comes, everybody takes his portion.
Yes, sir.
So how did Sinat become Pastor Chris is paying her salary?
No.
Talk to me now. No. There's a rule that when you are participating in laboring, something is happening to you. And let me tell you, it's not because she's singing. If you know, what singing is she doing? Does she have a good voice? Is she talented? Talk to me now. If you understand music, you know. Is Frank Edward a serious musician? Talk to me now. If you understand music, you know. But listen, there's a wind of the Spirit. Hi. There's a wind of the Spirit. He's not selling album on the road. Is it sales from album? You think it's album they are selling? You know, when people don't understand, a musician say, somebody say, because he's singing, I don't want to be tied down. You will suffer. You will not go and sit down and serve. You will suffer. Globally, I've done my research. Now. Why are you launching album? That's not God's pattern. It's not. That's change. Chicken change. When you're looking for human, I've told you, you know why I'm explaining this? You don't become wealthy just because of what you do. It's because of who you are. So your laboring is to become something. Because with who you are, you can have. The guys in the secular world understand this. With who you are, you can have. Never forget that. I'm talking about the capacity of your spirit. With who you are, you can have. With who you are, you can have. You begin to magnetize opportunities. You become a magnet for opportunities. People come and meet you. Can you do it? You say no. They say no. Want you to do it. You know, I heard a story of a man is in New Mexico in the U.S. He's a medical doctor, but he's a pastor by the side. Okay, he pastors and he's a medical doctor. He has a hospital. Look, you're sharing how is it he pays tithes in Shalagavaya in 50s in dollars. He's a Nigerian. Amen. He's in New Mexico. He's a medical doctor. He owns a hospital. He says he bought. They met him that they want to see a hospital you should buy. He said, does he have money to buy a hospital? He now started Googling how to buy a hospital without money. So it was like joke. No, I'm telling you that it's not by hustling for the big things in life happen to you because of who you are. That like joke, oh, raise money from here, bought a hospital, big hospital, like joke. It didn't happen anywhere. Paid all. I said, it pays tithes in hundreds of thousands of dollars. That means the income is millions of dollars. You understand? With who you are, you can have. So you do everything you can to be. To be. The work of your hand is just a channel, a system for things to flow. You do everything you can to be. Your interaction with the Word of God helps you be. You're serving God in the house of God helps you be. You're serving the anointed helps you be. Is somebody listening to me? Prayer helps you be. Giving helps you be. Walking in love helps you be. I can't overemphasize this. I can't say it enough. You attract well because of who you are. Because of who you are. Hallelujah. So you just see yourself stumbling into things because your mind is right. Your mindset is correct. Stumbling. Let me tell you, big breaks in life is stumbling into things because you are. There's a way you think. There's a way you see life. There's a perception, a perspective to life that you have. With who you are, you can have. I love how people, when they are not ready to settle to serve, you will go around like this and come back to the same place. When they don't settle to fill their minds with the Word of God, they think great things come by the horse. And they have models are not born. I told you, let those who are not born again not be your mentors. Do you understand? They cannot be your models. Kanye West cannot be your model. West or East, I don't know. Cannot be your model. Are you following me? Have kingdom models. Kingdom. Because your own way, you are born again, except you want to go and join cults. It's not this vesicle I'm talking about. This is suffering. But real cults, it's not. Are you following me? But I told you, if you want to go and join Freemasonry to be influential, to have money, is bad business. Because they will ask for something that is not close to what they want to give you. Your soul. Why do you have to go there when you already have it in God? Why? When you already have it. God willed the whole world to Abraham and his seed. And he says, if you are Christ, if you are born again, you are the seed of Abraham. You are the seed of Abraham. So why not just learn how to do it God's way? Which is not hard. It's simple. He said, who wants to be the greatest among you? Let him be your servant. Can you see? Thinking about putting others first. Thinking about, oh my goodness. You give me 5 cars today, I know what to do with them. I prayed about it. I need to give 5 people cars in this church. I'm not saying it's not something I have to think twice about. It's something that is a burning desire in my heart. Burning desire in my heart. Glory to God. That's how great people think. It's not that, oh, Naka, park all the cars. Then I have. There's a way we think in this kingdom. There's a way we think. We don't think survival, we think greatness. We do not think survival, we think greatness. The progress of others, the advantage of others is important to us. And not say, when I become a big politician, I'll do that. No. You start from where you are. You start from the little things. You see yourself as a helper. Don't see yourself as a collector. See yourself as the giver. It means as a student, you have a roommate, you just have one plate of food, and is your food self. The guy doesn't have anything, you share with him. You don't say, I mean, I never trouble, and all that. I mean, go and find your way. I don't know what you do with your money. And is that spiritual in small measure? That spirit of poverty in small measure. Why not give him the whole place? Okay, just eat. I'm going, I'll fast. That is how real men live. Do you understand? Hallelujah. That little life of me, my wife, my husband, my children, just us, is too small. Think about others. Think about others. You know, the elect lady had a meeting yesterday and I was touched. They brought young girls from different orphanages and centers, about four, right? Yeah. And then they had gifts for them, they fed them, they had fun with them, and they prayed with them, and they left. And people were inconveniencing themselves to do this, or bring money to do this. Glory to God. Because this is what our kingdom is about. Some of you have clothes in your wardrobe you don't use anymore. Shoes. There are shoes you never use, but they are still there. Some of you, when you enter your dressing room, is just littered with shoes. You've not used. Let me tell you, any clothes you've not used in a year, you don't need it. You don't need it. You understand? Dry clean it, package it, and send it somewhere. And if you look around you, there are people that will need it. Are you following me? This is our kingdom. This is our kingdom. And that you deliberately win your mind off that survival thing. Deliberately. You have to be deliberate about. I say it's already there. That I grew up in Africa. It's already there. You are in two rooms while growing up. Your neighbor had a flat and had cars. If that driver had intimidated you and your mother and your father, something was happening on the inside. You are thinking of one day. This money, we will have Uncle Jones. We'll forgive him. Is it not money? We will have this money. So you are pursuing money so that I can impress Uncle Jones. It doesn't exist. I say, I'll make this money. I'll prove to my uncle that I too can make it. Wrong point. You don't need to prove. What if he dies as you are trying to make the money? You slow down. Hallelujah. Am I talking to someone? You don't need to prove any point to anybody. Live the life that Jesus has called you to live. Fulfill your destiny, enjoy life, help people. Are you listening to me? You don't owe anybody anything but love. And nobody owes you anything. Hallelujah. Capacity, your mind, largeness of hearts. Go off survival. Think greatness. Think others. You tell yourself, I'm not a collector, I'm a helper. I have something to offer my world. Then you begin to think, you begin to use your mind. Hallelujah. Is somebody learning something? Number two is the impact of wisdom on your head. That talks about your mind. Do you know there is a relationship between what is on your head and your prosperity? Psalm 23 verse 5. Thou anointest my head with oil. What happens? My money bags overflow. My cup runs over. This talks about creativity, innovation, favor on your head. Minding your mind. Some of the here. When you started that Proverbs 8 that we read some Sundays ago, you will see. Wisdom says, I am understanding. I have knowledge of witty invention. Listen, you must use your mind. You must let the wisdom of God act on your mind. And your mind can be cultivated. Let me tell you, Everything you see in the natural has parallel in the spirit. It means the same way we can go to the gym and build our muscles. You know the funny thing? I don't have so much muscles. I don't know who's the most built person here. Okay, Obina. I think Obina goes to the gym, right? All right. Now, he has muscles. This is my point. You don't need to know who Obina is. Don't worry. You don't need, maybe after service, you can look around. Now, can I tell you something? His muscles are bigger than mine. But he doesn't have extra muscles. Doctor, is it not true? He doesn't have extra muscles. Can you see? He only developed what all of us have. Can you see that? And you see that? So for those of you that told you are not smart, you are not intelligent, it's a lie. You have the same brain. The problem is you don't go to the gym. Oh, it's up over here. Just like you can carry your biceps and triceps to the gym, you can carry your mind to the gym. When you sit down and say, I must finish 10 chapters, and you are reading, you are jotting, you see new words you don't know, you check, you see an expression, you Google it, and you are like, wow, so this is how this thing happens. You are gymming your mind. Oh, can I get an amen? So, they don't have extra muscles. They have more developed muscles. Those that they're called business thinkers of the world, innovative thinkers of the world, creative thinkers of the world, don't have extra cells in their brains that you don't have. They went to the gym. Listen. Wisdom has an impact on your mind. How creative are you about what you're already doing? And creativity doesn't really mean something new. It means combining old things in new ways. It's basically hybrid. That's the word. You bring this here. That's why I told you about seeking knowledge. You remember, we're talking about knowledge. It's hybrid. You know, we're launching our cell ministry. We call it Connect Groups. All right, we're at different, and it's very innovative. There's things that you may not find in any place. But you see, they are just hybrid of studies we have done, from Yogi Cho to this one, and then we mix our mind. It's okay, but in our environment, this can work this way. But what you have, this can work this way. Why can't we make videos? Okay, to train the leaders of videos for people doing the Connect group to just watch once in a while, and this. Why not we have sessions, just like you have school sessions. You have Connect group sessions. Don't run 7 minutes through the year. Just run 10 weeks, you go on break. Run another 10 weeks, you go on break. Run another 10 weeks, you go on break. Now, that is innovation, but it's a hybrid of something we have learned. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. He says, in the Bible, yes, it's everywhere in the Bible. The Bible talks about the thoughts of the diligent. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Put it up for me. It says the thoughts, your mind, thinking. I'm thinking creatively. How can I serve my clients better? What is the popular thing happening in town? How can we do it differently? Look at this. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. That's prosperity. He said the thoughts of the diligent brings plenty. The thoughts of the diligent brings plenty. Plenteousness. But of everyone that is hasty only to want. I mean, he's not thinking, let's do this, so we must hustle. He will always be lacking. He's not putting his mind to work. He's garbage in garbage. Let's say, Mr. Jones, do this. Okay, thank you. Do. Let's say, why did you do this? He said, Boga, this is what you told me to do now. He doesn't put his mind. He doesn't put his mind. It's just routine, mindless routine. No, put your mind. With what I have, what can I do with it? I do this, I don't have a shop yet. What do I need to do to increase my clientage? You put your mind. If you have never done it before, sit down for 30 minutes and just think, and you'll be amazed at what will come out and at the impact it will have on the work of your hands. Sir, we're in the labor market, there's no job. Oh, that's irresponsible. Who is to create a job for you? When you sit down, Man, do you know how many needs there are to be met in this town? Only in Joso, how many needs you can meet? And at least you have 50,000 naira every month. I have things written down, all that. Just I'm a pastor. I just share with some people. You can run with it. Amen. The one that is in my heart to do, we will launch it. Do you understand? But you can't. You put your mind to work. And I've taught you. Don't be doing all those. It's not my passion. Don't do that thing. You are just starting out. Don't do it. I don't like that thing. What do you mean it's not your passion? You are broke every month. You don't have money. No, much money is not coming. You say it's not your passion. Go out, do something and be bringing in money. And leverage your need to do your passion. Can what you need in a month, is it coming out of what you currently? No. You are waiting for money. You are waiting for a job. You say, no, this is my passion. This is what I like to do. That's for secondary school. You are not in secondary school anymore. You understand? Life is real. Real. You need money. You need to pay rent. Do you understand? I say, it's not my passion. Go and meet needs and make money. When you have made money, leverage on it. Start doing your passion. Can I get an amen? That's an excuse for irresponsibility. You go somewhere and they are doing things that are paying 1.5 every day. Go and do it all. Eh? Pack tomatoes from village, load it to terminals and go and sell. That's why it's not my passion to be carrying tomatoes. Oga, every month is only 15,000 that comes to you. And it's not enough. 15,000 is not enough. You are speaking English. Is somebody following me this morning? If what is coming is not enough, increase, add another stream of income. And it doesn't have to be in the area of your passion. It should meet need. That's the important thing. It should meet need. It should meet need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So creative, the thoughts of the diligent leads to plenteousness. Give thoughts to, give thinking to what you do. You may already be doing something. How can it be done differently? You're a medical doctor. The hospital you work is routine. They say, come, do all rounds, go for clinic, do this, they pay salary. Sit down and think. We can do this better. We can reach more people. How can we reach more people? How can we have more funds? Just sit down and think. If you request from a hospital and say, pay me according to this. Do you know, by the laws that God gave the Jews, you don't get paid for time. You get paid for inputs. You know? Yes. You get paid for inputs. That's why God told them, don't have bond servants. Have hired servants. And God told them, don't be a bond servant. Be a hired servant. Be a hired servant. A hired servant has more control over his time. This is what we did. This is a result and this is a day. Do you understand? This is why our civil service, you see, this is why the government owned enterprise can never work. GOS, I'm GOE also. SEO, yeah, state owned enterprise. It doesn't work. Every nation that has ported into a serious economic development switched. Because state-owned enterprise. Someone come in the morning. Oh, good morning, no. Madam, you are just coming. It's 11 o'clock. He says, sorry, oh, I didn't have to take my grandfather to hospital. He just said, what is that? People are waiting. Have you ever been there? Government parasite. People are waiting. Somebody is strolling in and he doesn't say sorry. He doesn't say sorry. Wait until you buy those places up. He's not saying so annoying. Oh, Ministry of Health in Abuja, you've experienced it. I'm sure any doctor here have experienced it. Go to renew license. You'll be angry. You'll be angry. Why? People are not mindful of what they do. Because they feel it's government. Because they say whatever happens in a month, they pay you. When we make it, you will pay you based on what you have done. You will sit up. And it improves productivity. Are you here? Just 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and they just sit down, they break granules, they can eat granules. Hey! Have you been to those offices? They are breaking granules. Then they have tea, so you have not worked, you are eating. You came 11 o'clock. He says it's break time. What is the time? 12. May God deliver us. You've seen it. Somebody resumed 10:30. Before she settled down, it was 11. It's 12. He said, I'm on break. He's just bringing one food flask out to eat. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? That is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a responsible kingdom. Are you with me? You are productive. I told you, God's kingdom is built on ethical capitalism. That means productivity is non-negotiable. Productivity is non-negotiable. Hallelujah. Put your mind to work. Put your mind to work. Your money will increase. Put your mind to work. Your influence will increase. Put your mind to work. Your results will increase. Put your mind to work. We'll call it ultra high frequency thinking. You sit down and think and think and pre-think and think, how can we do this? And visualize and think of new ways to get it done. Nobody has a better brain. They just went to the gym. Never forget that. You tell yourself, I too will go to the gym with my brain. Go to the gym. Listen, if you don't think, you always be a slave of others. You always be a slave. But think. Think. It doesn't mean you have to start your own company. You know when we say these people think, me, I cannot work for anybody as my own company. There's nothing like that. God is not designed that everybody in the world should have his company. Do you understand? Do you understand? What God wants is partnership. God wants partnership and productivity. You can be a partner in a company, a partner in a ministry, and be a voice and be productive. Listen, results cannot be hidden. Cannot be hidden. When you generate results, everybody will see it. Even your boss will see it. Do you understand? So it's not about go and start your own company. No. I'm talking about a culture of productivity, a culture of creative thinking, productive thinking. You must have thinking time. This hairdressing salon, how can we move it to the next level? You carry paper, carry Bible, you're sitting there, you're thinking. Then you write. Some of them will work, some will not work. It doesn't mean anything. You are exercising your mind. This fellowship, this house cell, this connect group, this church, what do? How can we reach more people? How can we win more people? How can we take the gospel to more people? You will sit down and think. Hallelujah. That's the impact of wisdom on your head. The thoughts of the diligent tends to pleasures. The last part is the impact of wisdom on the work of your hands. After you have a large capacity on the inside and you think creatively, execution, commitment to execution, commitment to workmanship, work ethic is important. It's just, man, it's just to think and write. You will find out that ideas don't fulfill themselves. Until the book is very old. You will get to work. You will get to work. Wisdom demands that you get to work. You execute the things you have written down. And you work on your speed of execution. It's all the things I work on myself all the time. Speed of execution. This is what I want to do. How fast can we do it? How fast can we get it done? How fast can we execute it? That's wisdom. You see, I'll register a company. It's 2 years now. You have written the name of the company down. At least business name, 17,000 naira. Can register it. If you don't have money, you have used 17,000 naira in the last 2 years. That's the truth. There's money. That your shoe is 5,000. Your wristwatch is 6,000. Look around. That TV, it can be sold. Go to Amodo Beleway. That second phone you have can be sold for 15,000. Before you know, you have raised money to register that company. Speed of execution. Time to apply a certificate course in education, in information science, and all that. You've been talking since. It's 6 months now. You've not done anything. Let wisdom act on your hand. I'm talking about speed of execution. Is somebody listening to me? Speed of execution. It does something to you. You know, this thing, heart, head, hand is a circle. They are related to themselves. when you are someone who executes your creative thoughts, the things you do with speed, it affects your spirit. It affects your spirit. You receive more when you sit down. Somebody tell you that the last time I got, I did it. When you done and it's accumulated, even when it's all these things, am I even doing them? I beg. Can you see? Speed of execution. You could start from the little thing. Listen, have a to-do list every day. Have weekly, write it down. Have weekly goals. Divide them into two. Learning goals and performance goals. Don't be an writer. Every week. On Monday, when I come to the office, one of the first thing I do is goals for the week. Write. Don't say it's in my head. No, write it down. Goals for the week. What are my learning goals? What are my performance goals? Then at the end of the week, evaluate it. Mark yourself. If you have 50 over 50, you know, oh, this is 50. That's the real self-evaluation. Is somebody listening to me? Having. Listen, you are here. You know, the Bible says, it's not the hearers, but the doers that are blessed. Do you understand? You are hearing it. Let it start from today. Today is the first day of the week. Write it down. These are my goals of the week. These are my learning goals. I will check this out on the internet. I will learn this. I will read this book. This number of chapters. You don't need to finish it. But that step of writing them down, you have made a progress. Hallelujah. And then you look at it every day. You look at it. What have I done for my week goal? For my weekly learning goal and performance goal. Then daily to-do list that reflects the weekly goals, learning goals, performance goal. You'll be more productive like this. Some of you wish you were more productive, but you are not. I'm telling you how. You wish you are developing faster, but you are not. I'm showing you how. They'll become like a framework that will guide you. You'll not be spending aimless time on your phone, on the internet. It will be targeted. If you went there, you went to check something. You went to read something. You went to watch something. It's deliberate. It's deliberate. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? So let wisdom act on your heart, on your head, and on your hands. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, the last part of this teaching is the spirit of wisdom, the concept of the spirit of wisdom. Then we'll pray. We'll pray. There's such a thing as the spirit of wisdom. There's such a thing as the spirit of wisdom. That's the operations of wisdom. And then that is the spirit of the Lord producing influence to produce wisdom. Now, why am I talking about this? So that we can pray. When the spirit of wisdom is upon the person, they are not the same. There is increased influence. They act rightly. They say the right things. Think the right thoughts because of the operation of the spirit of wisdom. Bible says that God will grant you according to the riches of his grace to be strengthened in mind by the spirit. No, not that one. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. That Paul's prayer. Put it up for me. Ephesians chapter 1. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom. When you study Deuteronomy, let's check it. Go back to Deuteronomy. Very first chapter 30. Chapter 33, I believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, 34 verse 9. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Look at this. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of what? Read it for me. Was full of what? The spirit of wisdom. Why? Can you see? For Moses had, that means it can be imparted. That's where I'm going. There's such a thing as the impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Joshua had of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands on him. Watch this. There's a laying on of hands and there's a laying on of words. I mean, you don't even, sometimes hands can be laid on you, but even when words are laid on you, you can catch that thing. And that's what we're going to pray. That's what we're going to pray. How did Solomon receive his own impartation? Laying on of hands. Laying on of what? Words. God says, I have given you wisdom. I have given you wisdom. The laying on of words. The Bible says, why Peter yet speak these things? The Holy Ghost fell. Male Gebaya. The Holy Ghost embraced. That's the Greek. The Holy Ghost embraced. Just hugged them that had him. It was an embrace of the Spirit. I want your heart to be hungry for the impartation. This is the last teaching on the series of wisdom for this year. I want your heart to be hungry for impartation of the Spirit of wisdom. And I want you to pray in the next 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes left. But we're going to use it to pray. The first step in the wisdom of God is to get born again. If you are not born again yet, just ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord, forgive my sins. Come into my heart. I receive your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Pray it. I receive forgiveness of sin. Be my Lord and my Savior. If you are not born again, so that we can pray this prayer together. That's the first thing. I drop my own life. I take your life, Jesus. That's the first thing. The second thing, we're going to pray with hunger in your heart. This is a holy moment in this service. We are going to pray, Lord, the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom for my destiny. For this phase of my life, let it come upon me. Let it come upon me. Let it come upon me. I don't want you to be distracted. Let it come upon me. Kalabukusaya. Mantepo sutakapa. And I want you to pray in the Spirit. I want you to pray in the Spirit. Likepo. Lasibakondakipa. Lord, the Spirit of wisdom for my ministry. The Spirit of wisdom for my business. The Spirit of wisdom for my relationship. The Spirit of wisdom for my marriage. The Spirit of wisdom for my family life. Don't bring up my children. In the way, Lord. The Spirit of wisdom. Makoba. Liga bonde sushtepa. Orabadele debosa. Mantokapa silatosa. Shakapola pata. Malikapa, Surabate, Shakepo, Likapasika, Likeposa, Lord, a new level of wisdom is at work in my life. A new level of wisdom. Shakapalito, the days of foolishness are over. The days of making foolish decisions, acting foolishly, they are over forever. Shagabas, Shagabas. Likopati Zegibalatoba Sorabateba Shogobalita Matobosa. I walk in your wisdom in my workplace, in my career. I walk in your wisdom. Ask him. The Bible says, he that lacks wisdom, let him ask. He's talking about momentum wisdom, to use practical wisdom. To use in the things that you need. Yes, we know that Christ is your wisdom. That is theoretical wisdom. Lord, practical wisdom. Practical wisdom. To deal wisely in the affairs of life. To deal wisely in the affairs of life. Shagabalade. Sigabalade. Shagabaliga. Lekke pate. Soliba baba baba ya. Paya pate. Sabaledo. Shagabalabaya. Matoposa. Lite potosa. Sepetekepe. Liga balagabaya. The reason some of you have missed opportunities. You have missed great opportunities. Because of the lack of wisdom. Some of you have missed great opportunities. Because of the lack of wisdom. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, practical wisdom. This is at work in my life. him and wash him, my life. Wisdom for your academics. Hey, Apete. Wisdom for your finances. Shalagaba. Solate. Let Papa pray. Everybody pray. Shagabalas. Let Koba. Let Kwani. Let Kwati. Let Tuba. Shumade. Shagabalades. Let Papa, shake Papa, hear Papa, let Papa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll pray again. But let me tell you, let me say this to you. I know you guys are smart people. Let me say this to you. If you have ears, I want you to hear me. It is not an accident that in the Bible, the wisest was the richest. Solomon, it's no accident. Let me give you a story from the contemporary time. You know, Forbes says that the richest preacher on earth is Bishop Oyedepo, right? How many of you have heard that? Let me tell you something. He fasted all year round. In fact, no, before the event started, he said he fasted for 24 months. That's 2 years. And he says his daily prayer was, Lord, wisdom. And if you have noticed, one preacher that talks about wisdom a lot, do I have a witness? It's no accident that he's on Forbes' list as the richest preacher. Why? Because wisdom begat wealth. You know, the problem people have, they are proud. They think they know when they don't know. Until you have gone global, you don't know. Did you hear what I said? You don't. This is what the Bible says. God resists the proud, but it gives more grace to the humble. You will cry, Lord, let your wisdom take a hold of me. Let your wisdom take a hold of me. You mention different areas. Wisdom for parenting. Wisdom for family life. Wisdom for my finances. For career. For business. For ministry. For academics. How could a man spend 2 years crying for wisdom? The reason why people make foolish decisions. Foolish choices. The lack of wisdom. Hey! You wait of wisdom. My mind is open for the flow of divine wisdom. Sakapas, Shadobos, Legodos, Legabaye, Silabarades, Payapa, Shakepa, Yakopa, Solaba, Piatava, Shabilade. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your life is not the same. Amen. Some of you are wondering, why are they praying like this? What's this? I encourage you, take the things you are sharing seriously. Take them seriously. If you don't understand what we say, go and get the messages. They are free. Sit down at home and listen to them. Say, Lord, I need to understand this thing about wisdom. let my head be open. If not, let me tell you, you'll be frustrated, you fail without wisdom. Because what you try to do is to use human wisdom. You know what the Bible says about human wisdom? It says it comes to naught. The wisdom of this world comes to naught, but the wisdom of God lasts forever. It says that wisdom overturns the mountains. Overturned the mountains by his roots. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Can I just speak words over you? Rise to your feet, everyone. As we bring this series of teaching on wisdom to a close, I pray for you. I pray for you from my heart. Lift your hands up. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will really live in the things you have heard. That in the name of Jesus, people will begin to take note by your results, by your behavior, by your actions, by your words, that indeed the wisdom of God has taken a hold of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Just like they noticed in the days of Jesus, I prophesy to you that men, lakapa, that through your hands mighty works of wisdom will be wrought. In the name of Jesus, you are producing mighty works. I say you are producing mighty works by the operations of the wisdom of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your finances are taking a new turn because of the wisdom of God that is operational in your life from now on. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.